halacha that as long as you put the flour in the michael to make the flour soyed halev to make it filling, even though you could purpose to eat almonds, still you make a berum nimazoinus on it. Trashi, come. Okay. That's one halacha. Kol shiyesh bo. Any time you have the flour in the michael, that the flour makes it a filling. V'yashmina. And if I were here, kol shiyesh bo. Is this halacha? As long as you have chamesh aminim in it, have amina kol shiyesh bo chamesh aminim in. If you have from the 5 minim grains, then you make a burning mezonos. Avol oirez v'doichin. If you have rice, oirez we hold is called rice, and doichin is milk, is loy. I would think then you don't make a burning mezonos. Why? Mishum da'ide tarubas. Only because it's in a mixture. Like if you have rice and almonds together, then you don't make a burning mezonos. Because da'ide tarubas. Avolisa b'yena. But if you're going to have rice by itself, neimar filu oirez v'doichin. Amim avorchin ala burning mezonos. I would think even on rice and milk, you should also make a burning mezonos. Kamash malon. This is Rav and Shmuel's halacha. We'll soon see we don't pass like this. But Rav and Shmuel says, Kamash malon, kol shehu mechamesha saminim, hu de mevorchen ala burning mezonos. Rav and Shmuel says, the only time you make a burning mezonos, if it's one of these 5 mini grains. It has to be either wheat or barley or spelt or rye or oats. Lafuki oriz v'deichim. Mashen kein rice and milk. Since it's not from the chamesh saminim dogim, halav and shmuel, the afilu isa biena, even if you're eating rice by itself, loy mevorchin burning mezonos. Still, you don't make a burning mezonos. That's Rav and Shmuel halacha. That's his two halachas. Kol shehu, it has to be from these 5 and nothing else. And kol sheyesh bo, even if you have these 5, you have wheat flour mixed into other food, mixed into potatoes, and you put the flour in the almanaz to be soyed halev to make it filling, then you have to make a burning mezonos. That's his two halachas. Drash yitav komashmon kol shu diav agav dekule mechad mina, even though it's all from one type of a grain, binat lehevi mechameshes aminim. What do you make burning mezonos? Only from these 5 type of grains. V'loy, but if it's not from these 5, it's rice or milk, loy mevorchen lai burning mezonos. Oriz, so Rashi learns like kid. Rashi learns oriz is millet. Doichin is pans, that's rice. That's Rashi. Tosis says, "If I can't, third Tosis. Rashi pirush oiriz mil. The yesh meporshin. That's where we hold rice. That oiriz is called rice. Olai pirusha yesh the farmer to doichin hainu mil. Then doichin means miller. We'll soon see it's a nafkamina because we soon pass in that oiriz you do make a burning mini mezonos. If you eat cooked rice, you make a burning mezonos. But it's a nafkamina what the oiriz is. So the halacha it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah. It's being down from the Maaser Rav. The Gerua is machriya that we hold oiriz is called rice." So if you eat rice, we'll soon see you do make a burning mezonos. But millet, you only make a bur piyadam. Frati Gemara, the oriz loy mevorchin a burning mezonos. Is that true? Like Rav and Shmuel, that if you eat rice, you do not make a burning mezonos. But Tanya, we're not in a brayso. Hevi lefon of pas oriz. Somebody brought in front of you a bread made out of wheat, made out of flour from rice. Basically, made rice flour, and he made bread out of it. Or else he made bread made out of millet. The flour of millet is nevorach all of tchila v'soif. You have to make a bracha before you start eating it, and you have to make a bracha after it. So far it's not shred, doesn't say which bracha you have to make. But the brisa says kemaisa kedera. It says that this pas of oiriz and doichin has the same halacha like a maisa kedera. A maisa kedera usually means we had before a type of a cereal made out of the chameshes aminim, like a farina made out of the wheat. The Gabi Maisa Kedera, and by a type of cereal made from wheat, Tanya, we learned before, Betchila Mevorachol Aburim Mezoinis, on cereal made from wheat, you make a Aburim Mezoinis, or the Tsaif, and after you finish it, because I saw it, Mevorachol Abracha Akas Me'en Sholosh, you make an Alamichia. So he has seen off in the bright, so that rice and millet, Oris, Vedeichin, has the same Allah like a Maisa Kedera. So it's a Kashim Rabin Shmuel. Rabin Shmuel says, you don't make a Aburim Mezoinis, here it's Mashmi you do. And for the Gemara, the Drashi, Kamaisa Kedera, Bracha Shemavorchin Amaisa Kedera. The same bracha you make on rice is the same bracha like Maisa Kedera, Shokhameshis Aminim, a cereal from these 5 Minim. And what's the loss of the Mechameshis Aminim? Bracha Akas Men Gimel, that before you make a burning Mizainis, and afterwards you make it on Drashi Bishloi Perkin, before Shloi Alamichia. The end of the Perk will say that's an Alamichia we make. So who is Akash and Mabin Shmuel? And the Gemara, no, the Brisa means, Kemaisa Kedera, it's not true. If you eat a bread made out of rice, it has a loch like the Maisa Gedera, but like the Maisa Gedera. It's not namish like the Maisa Gedera. The Maisa Gedera has a little bit shaykhah to a Maisa Gedera, to Mavorch and Olav, Tchila V'Soyf. You have to make a bracha at the beginning and at the end. You have to make a bracha when you start and when you finish. But like the Maisa Gedera, it's not namish like the Maisa Gedera. Dilu the Maisa Gedera, because by cereal that's made out of the Chamesh Saminim from wheat, the Tchila Burning Mazoynis, Ulev Soyf, Brachachas Men Gimel. If you eat mamish cereal from wheat or barley, you make a burning mezainis, and when you finish, you make a kizayis, you make an alamichya. Mashenkin vilu hocha, mashenkin here by this bread, made out of rice, or made out of millet, is betchila mabarach olav shakon yiv dvaroi. All you make a brach is a shakol. Why a shakol? Because the rice, this time if you eat it whole, you make a bar priyadama, it looks like a priyadama. Mashenkin, once you chopped it up, made into flour, it lost its surah of rice. So Mela, now you don't make, you only make a shakel. If anything that was chopped up and you can't tell what it came from, you make a shakel now. So I call for it's all you make, just a shakel and even borrow it. Ulep Saif, and when you finish eating this bread made out of rice, according to Rabbi Shmuel, burn the fush, Rabbi Svechasarena, no komash, borrow. That's all you have to make, is a burn the fushes. So Mela, that's the way Rabbi Shmuel will learn this bride. As Rabbi Shmuel that hold, that on wheat, that on rice, and if doich oris v'doichin, you do not make a burning mezainos. So that the Brisa says, Oiris v'doichin, it is k'maisa g'deiro, it just means you make a bracha at the beginning at the end. But what bracha? Rabbi Shmuel said it's only a shakol and it's only a burn of oshes. Not more. The chiddush is you're making a burn of oshes. It's not, we'll see later in the Gemara, not everything needs a burn of oshes. There are a lot of shittas in the Gemara when you have to make a burn of oshes. We lemaisa to make a burn of oshes on anything. But in the Gemara, there are a lot of different shittas, exactly what food you have to say. So the chiddush say you have to say a burn of oshes on it. That's the chiddush. So it's not to say not. We'll see later on which food you have to say. It's a big shittah. A lot of different manyam in the Gemara. In the Maisa, we make it on anything. Right. For the Gemara, still it's shver. The oyer is lav maisa gedera. Is it true? And how can you say that rice is not called the maisa gedera, meaning you don't make a burning mezainis? So what time you have a kasha from another brisa? Elu hein maisa gedera. The brisa is explaining what's called like a cereal that you would have to make a burning mezainis. What's called the maisa gedera, a type of cereal made from wheat. Chilka. Chilka Rashi says, Rashi, elu hein maisa gedera. Rashi, lim yibrocha. That you make a burning mezainis on it. Chilka tag is also yasma first of the made cotton. Yechilkos Rashi Chiti, that's wheat. The metabri, the atisa, you chopped it up in a chapel. Chad letarti, you chopped it up into two. You took the wheat and you chopped it in here, and now you cook this wheat, you make a burning mezainis. That's called a cereal. That's called chilka. Targis, what's targis? Rashi's targis, that's chad letlat. You chopped up the wheat into three parts. Seles, you mamish made into flour. Zoris, the Rashi chad liarba. You chopped up the wheat into four parts, and then you cook this wheat, so that's the cereal, you make a burning mezainis. The arson, drashi chad lechomish, you chopped up the wheat into five pieces. The iris, so that the rice, the chlor, and rice. If you eat cooked rice, is the loche has a bit of maisa gedera. And on maisa gedera, we make a burning mezainis. So it's a kasha chlor on Rabban Shmuel, he is enough for the rice, the iris is called the mina gedera. And for the Gemara, Homani Rabbi Yechina Ben Uri. I say this brisa goes according to Rabbi Yechina Ben Uri. We know there's such a man, Liyom of the Tanya. Rabbi Yechina Ben Uri Yomer. Oires, his sheet is, Oires, right, is mamish min doginu. We don't hold like him either. But he holds Oires is mamish like wheat. Has the same halacha like wheat. Right. Melo v'chayovin achimutze chorus. If somebody eats rice on Pesach, according to Rabbi Yechina Ben Uri, Yechayev chorus. Because he holds rice is mamish like Hamish Saminim. The Yodim Yoitzaboy de Chavos v'Pesach. Who are then if you make matzah out of rice, according to Rav Yechon and Benuri, you're making nitzus matzah. And see, holds rice is good. Aber Rabbanon like, but Rabbanon digs from Rav Yechon and Benuri, and they hold no that the rice Shabbat is only from the Heiminim. You can either be over for chometz or the Yoitzah for matzah, but Oiris is not. So the Chori means to say that Rav and Shmuel holds that Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, Oiris, this rice is not a minim mezainis. You don't make a burning mezainis. For the Gemara of Rabbanon Loi, is that true if Rabbanon hold? You did not make a burning mezainis. On rice, Liatanya, another rice, Hakois es Sachita. Somebody takes raw wheat and chews it, and Lavorachala Bar Piyadam. Rice says wheat is edible, you take it, you can eat it. If you eat raw wheat, you chew it, you make a Bar Piyadam. Tochno, let's say you chopped it up, you made it into flour. Offa, you baked it, or Bishlo, is a Kiddush. Offa means first you baked it, you made bread. And then you took this piece of bread and you cooked it. Ubishla, you cook the bread. So it's Gdorim now. Pizman Shaprusa Kayemes. If the Prusa is still Kayem, we'll see later on the base exactly what this means. Pashto means it is still a Kazayas. If you have a whole piece of bread, that's still a Sir of a Kazayas. And even though you put it into a pot and cooked it up now, still, V'tchilim of Aruchal of HaMaitzi Lechem Menorahs, as long as the bread is still the shear of a kezayis, you have to make a moitzi. Chulusayim of Aruchal of Gimel Brachas. At the end, you have to bench on it. In Ein Afrusas Kayemis, let's say you took a piece of bread less than a kezayis, and now you cooked it in water, is V'tchilim of Aruchal of Burim Nimezoinis. If you cook a piece of bread less than a kezayis, it becomes now Burim Nimezoinis. A little bit shaykh is with a gate if you make French toast. French toast is a shayla of that's called bishul or not. If you take a small piece of bread, less than a kezayis, and make French toast out of it, it'll be a question what bracha to make. Maybe you'd have to only make a burning mezonos on it. But usually our French toast has a kezayis. A piece of bread, a piece of challah has a piece of kezayis. So if it still has a kezayis on it, it still retains its bracha, it's a moitzi and benching. But if it's less than a kezayis, ain't prusa kayemis. Then mitchil you make a burning mizaynis. Well, the same baruch olayel bracha achas mi and gibel. At the end, you only have to make an alamichya. And since you cook the bread, the piece that's less than a kezayis, it loses its chashivas of bread and it becomes like cake. You make a mizaynis and alamichya. That's by wheat. Now, Brisa says hakoyse says oiriz. Let's say somebody chews up this rice is mivaruch olav burur pri adam. Rice you make a burur pri adam. Tochnoy. You made wheat, you made flour out of it. Ofo, you baked it, you made a bread out of it. Obishloi, and then you went ahead and cooked this rice bread. Is afal pi shafrusas kayemes, even though there's a kevayis here of the bread, betchila at the beginning mevorech olav burim nimezoinis. You make a burim nimezoinis on this rice bread. So this is the kash and rav and shmuel. You see claw that on rice bread you make a burim nimezoinis, not a shakel. Ulipsoi, and when after you finish eating this rice bread that was cooked, mevorach olav bracha achas mein sholosh. You only make an alamichya. Is the churamani? Who does this brisa go like? Ilay Rabbi Yechina ben Uri. If this brisa says by Uri that was cooked, you only make a burm in mezoinis. If it goes from Rabbi Yechina ben Uri, for the Gemara the Omar Uri's midogin, Rabbi Yechina ben Uri holds that rice is mamish the same halacha like wheat. Of a zoi hamoytze lechem menoritz. B'shalos brachas boy bruchi. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, his shitzuris oiris rice is mamish just like wheat. He also can yait some matzah and pesach with it. So the zay, if you made a bread out of rice, you make a mitzi. Now, if you cook this piece of bread, if it has a kezayis, it should also be a mitzi. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, so how does this rice say you only make a burning mizaynis? Elo lav rabbonim. Hello, my avad. This rice has to go according to the rabbonim. So you see, even according to the rabbonim, if you eat rice, you make a burning mizaynis. Or to Yufta the Rav and Shmuel to Yufta. It's not Kishlag and Rav and Shmuel, and that's the way Paskin, that if you eat cooked rice, that's cooked well, that the rice on this Dabkus Zela Zed is cooked, good cooking, then you make a Baron in Mizaynus on rice. But that's only for the Bracha Rishayna. For the Bracha Achrayna is only the Baron of Oshis. His rice is the middle of Zorah. As we hold, rice is not like the Chamesha Samina Mamish. Like about you can't be Yaisa Matzah and Pesach from rice. Just that rice is mason, filled you up. Therefore, you make a burning mezainis on it. But at the end, you only make a burning of ushers. Like we'll soon slay the maskana, versus the always does. But this is not kishlag and mab and shmuel. Rice has its halacha. But the Gemara only says it by Uri. Avada doichin, you still only make a shakal on doichin. So that's why it's very nageya what it is. That's why he says, if you have to the rab and shmuel, for Uri's, we only shlug them up by rice. Avala doichin, milt. It's not a kasha to Rav and Shmuel. So tell your souls, by milk, you would only make a shakel. You would not make a burning mezainis. So now it's very nogeya. What is rice? What is zeres? And what is doichin? But that's what the Gruah says. Allah, we hold that oiriz is called rice, and doichin is called milk. Therefore, on cooked rice, we make a burning mezainis. Afterwards, a burning foshas. But shaken by millet, you only make a shakel. Right. Omamar. Hakoyses as achites, somebody chews wheat. Mevorachol a burfi adam. But the more about Tanya, another brayer says burim mina is royim. You don't make stam a pri adam, you make a new bracha. Burim mina is royim, different type of royim. The more like Kasha or Rav Yehuda or Rabbanim. Just like we have in the Mishnah, Yehuda shikris, you have to make special brachas on every type of zroyim and yirokas. It's not we're not in the Mishnah. But la yirokas same a burfi adam. That's the Rabbanim hold. Rav Yehuda why not? Burim mina is royim. If you don't know, on this type of vegetable, you make Burmin and Deshoyim. On kidneys, you make Burmin and Ezroyim. So according to views, he has special brokers. But Allah, we hold that the Tanna Kamma, we always only make a Baruch Yadam. Omamar, HaKoyseh Seh Soyu. If somebody chews rice, Nevorach Allah Baruch Yadam. You chew the raw rice before it's cooked, you only make a Baruch Yadam. Tochnoi, let's say you made flour out of it, Ofo, and you baked it, Ubishloi, and now you went and cooked up this rice, is Alpha Fish Shafrusus Kayemis, even if you have a big piece of this rice bread, in the beginning you make a burning mezonis, and at the end, that's what the first rice sold. We'll soon see we don't pass like this. But they hold even by rice, you also make an alamichya when you finish eating rice. For the Gemara Kasha, what Tanya wrote another rice, that when you finish eating rice, cooked rice or rice bread here, you make only a burning. Leiklum means only burn a portion. Leiklum just means you don't make an alamichya. You don't have to make a special like Alayt for Prince Alamichia. Like we hold anything eat that's not from the Shiva Saminim, if you eat a Kazayi stuff at the end, you have to make a burn of Oshis. So it just means if you eat this rice, just means you don't have to make an Alamichia, you just make a burn of Oshis. So, what broth could you make after you get finished eating the rice? Omer Shesh is like Kashi. There's no theorem. Horab Gamliel, Horabon. I'll tell you two different shittas. The one that says you make main sholosh, you make an alamichi, goes according to Gamliel Shita. And the bryce that says, only a burn of poshas, like we hold. When you get finished eating rice, you only make a burn of poshas, that goes according to Rabon. What's the mathletis of doing on the Rabonin? Titania. Zeha Klau. Kol Shumi Shiva Saminin. Any type of the Shiva Saminin. Achidish of Gamliel, Lame, Sholos Brochus. You have to bench. If you eat olives, or you eat grapes, or you eat dates, figs, you have to bench your control on Gamliel. That's the shita. And the post says, V'chavta v'zavot v'brachtom, and the post before that says, V'zayin ha-shivas aminim, he holds all shivas aminim, you have to bench. So, V'chavim v'ayimrim, no, V'chavachas mein sholosh. On regular shivas aminim, we just make, either an alamichia, or else we make alayis for creates. We just make one brocha. We don't have to bench on it. So, the more ma'isa, V'chavim Gamliel v'yas kainim, shayim l'suvim v'aliyya b'irichoy. They were eating on the attic, you know, Yericha, they were eating. They brought in front of them date seed. Adrashi Kosevis Hain Tomorrow, that's dates. And this type of dates, Vahain Dvash, Bahama Bishiva Saminim, Shadvash Zav Matsvorum. When we say Eretz Zav as Chol of the Dvash here doesn't mean the honey itself. It means the dates. Now, from the dates come out the honey. Adrashi, they gave date seed. That's the Dvash the Torah means. The Yochel, everybody had a nice piece of dates. After they got finished eating just the dates, the Nosan Gamliel Rishus of Akiva Lavorach. So the Gamliel left Yom Akiva at the bench, because according to Gamliel, if you eat the Shiva Saminim, you have to bench. So he gave Rishus of Akiva, you go bench, be might say everybody was benching. Kofas, what did Akiva do? He jumped, Ubarach, and he benched. But Ubarach of Akiva, Baruch Achas Min Sholish. All he made is just a light spell, creates. He got finished eating dates like we do. He only made an ice cream creates. Omer al Gamliel, I'm going to leave it told back to him. Akiva, ad mosay at the machnes roishka ben amachlekis. What's that that you put in your head between the machlekis? You know, my shit is you have to bench. And I gave you a shus. I thought you were going to bench for everybody. How come you don't make an alayt? Omer lech, so Akiva answered back. Omer lech Rabbeinu. So back to Rabbi al Gamliel. Ah, kapi shato mekei. Even though you say you have to bench. Three brachas. Lech averko aimim. And the rabbonin say, say, no, you only have to make an alayis for creates. The maratona rabbeinu, you yourself taught me. Yochid v'rabim, that there's a machlokes one, can they get a rabbin? Halacha k'rabim. So now it's a machlokes, you rabbi Gamliel and the chachamim. What bracha do you make on the shiva saminim after you eat dates or figs or pomegranates? I should hold that to chachamim. You only make an alayis for creates. So that's what the kid answered back. Oma mishmoy. Rabbi Yehuda said over Rashi Mishmoy Mitzvah Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Rabbi Gamliel that Kol Shul Mishiva Saminim, anything from the Shiva Saminim, dates, figs, pomegranates, for lightning dogin, like these things, is not from the wheat and the barley, because that's also part of the Shiva Saminim. It means the five fruits, the green.